and look at chapter 2. Titus chapter 2. Yes, go ahead and stand. Grant's leading that way. He's taken over the service as the youth, so he stood, we stand. Titus chapter 2. And if you don't want to stand, obviously that's Grant's fault. So there. All right. Titus chapter 2. Look in verse 1. Now, Titus is not the author. Paul's the author. He's writing to Titus. And Titus is the new pastor of the church in Crete. Okay? We won't give too much background on that, but all you need to know for this is Titus is the pastor. Paul is trying to help Titus to pastor this church. And here's what Paul tells Titus to do in verse 1. He says this, "But speak thou the things which become sound doctrine." And then from here, what he does is he tells him how to help each group of people in their church. He starts with the aged men. Verse 2, "The aged men be sober, grave, temperate, sound in faith, charity, and patience." Verse 3, "The aged women, likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things." Verse 4, "That they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed." Verse 6, he goes to young men. There's a lot to be said to them. Amen. "They likewise exhort to be sober-minded." That means not crazy, all right? Young men are a little bit crazy. They need to be a little bit sober, all right? They need to be sober, sober-minded. Verse 7, "In all things showing thyself," talking to Titus, "as an older man, to show himself an example, a pattern of good works, in doctrine showing uncorruptness, gravity, sincerity, sound speech that cannot be condemned, that he that is on the contrary part may be ashamed, having no evil thing to say of you." And in verse 9, "Exhort servants." And so these would be people that are servants in the church. And he's not condemning, saying that slavery is a good thing, but there are people, members of his church maybe, that are servants, and he's trying to help them in their role to be obedient to their own masters, please them in all things, not answering again, not purloining, but showing all good fidelity. Now, this is the point of the whole thing, of the reason why Paul is writing this, at the end of verse 10, where Paul says, "that they may adorn the doctrine of God, our Savior, in all doctrine." By the way, adorn means to make look good. And he says, as the church learns their role and learns to do their role in a godly way and live out their role in a godly way, it'll make the Word of God look good, it'll make God's ways look good, and it's a way to reach the world, okay? But we're going to focus on a specific part of this passage. And so the title is called this. This is the title. Help the little ants. What are you talking about, Sadie? Help the little ants. I hope that'll make sense in just a little bit. Let's pray. We'll get into the sermon today. God, thank you for your word. God, thank you for our youth. Thank you, God, for their heart to serve you. Thank you, God, for using them in a mighty way tonight, and no doubt have touched the lives of many of your people this evening. Pray that you bless them for that. Pray that you bless our church. And most of all, I pray that you be glorified in all that we do. And I pray that you bless this message. Help me as I deliver it. And I pray that you be glorified. That's my prayer. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. So here's some fun facts about ants. So you ready? Now I know I'm lost most of you, but Alex is pumped about this. I know he is. Some ACT fans, okay? Here's some ant facts. The ant is one of the strongest creatures in relation to its size. You probably knew that. Everyone knows that. They live 50 times their own body weight. This is pretty crazy. If you added all the mass of all the humans in the world and all the ants in the world, they would be equal. Did you hear me? If you get all the ants in a big pile and weigh them, and you get all the humans on the whole planet and weigh them, they'd be about the same. That's how many ants there are. Yuck. Okay. This is not helpful information to know, but an average black garden ant has a lifespan of longer than 15 years. Did you hear? An ant. Those little nasty bugs. And so they live for like 15 years. A queen ant can live 3 decades. So that's the longest ant of any insect on the whole planet, queen ant. Now the cool stuff. This is awesome, all right? Large ant colonies engage in all-out war with other colonies, and they compete for resources, okay? And ants can go to war with rival colonies for weeks at a time. So it was like these two colonies next to each other, and they fight. It's like two gangs, like these gangster ants are fighting each other. It's pretty cool. And so sometimes when they win, if an ant colony beats the other ant colony, they'll go in and they'll take all the ant eggs out of that colony and take them to their colony. And when they're born, they're like slaves to the other colony. It's like, whoa. Anyway, cool. Each ant colony has its own special scent, so that way you know if there's an intruder ant, because they all really do look the same. And so if one comes in, you know that's not one of ours. He smells weird. Get him. If that was a policy in youth group, all our youth would be dead, except for our ladies. But every guy, he smells weird. Get him. Okay, anyway. We can go on. I won't, though. Wait, this is weird. They don't have ears. Did you know that? Ants don't have ears. Some of them don't have eyes. All right, you can go on forever. This is a lot of cool ones. Talk with Grant. Alex. He knew everything I just said already, and he knows everything else there is to know about ants, so he'll fill you in. But you might be asking, what in the world are you talking about? Why'd you tell us all this? This is why, because we can learn something from ant colonies. Okay, there's another thing we know about ant colonies, and it's that they're hard to get rid of. My goodness. Here's the thing. Ants know how to survive. They know how to survive. They know how to keep their colony alive. And so here's the thing is ants know, here's the point, ready? Ants know that if their colony is going to survive, they're going to need to do two things very well. One, they're going to have to, each ant needs to understand its role in the colony. That's the first thing. There's the queen ant, there are worker ants, and the worker ants all have jobs. They feed the larva, those nasty little white gross bugs. Those are baby ants. Take out the colony's trash. They're very clean. This is something they do. I don't know how that works. They go out for food. They defend the nest, you know, in the battles. And so they all have a job, and they all do their job. And they're not worried about everybody else's job. They do their job. Every ant knows their role in the colony. That's how they survive. And the second thing is they protect the little ants. Do everything they can to protect the little ants. They protect the little ants, the eggs are being stolen. They I don't know if you know this, but most of the food that ants get, almost all of it goes straight to the baby ants so they can survive and grow and be nurtured. And so here's what they do. They know their role in their colony. They protect the little ants. And they train, here's what else they do. They train the little ants to know their role in the colony. You following me? So the ants know their role. They protect the little ants. They train the little ants. And if they do that, their colony survives. If they fail at one of those, their colony dies. And I think you might know where I'm heading with this, but the church is not very much different than that. If a church is going to survive and have the lifespan of a colony, there was another cool stat I didn't read, but the colonies can last for a long, long time. And a church can last for a long, long time. This church has been here since 1891. And a church can last, it's going to survive, only if they do two things very well. Here's what a church needs to do very well. Every member needs to know their role in the church. They need to take that role serious and do their role. And the second thing is we got to protect the little ones. We got to protect them, and we've got to help them grow. And so Paul knows this, and Paul was talking to Titus, and he said, Titus, you're a pastor. And he's really right now getting into the nuts and bolts of what he needs to do. And one of the first things Paul tells Titus is this: as a pastor, make sure you help your church know their role. And he goes through different roles. He talks to the aged men. They were to be examples of maturity and spirituality. He talks to the aged women, that they were to be examples to young women, instructing them how to be godly women. The aged women were to teach the young women to be mature and how to take care of the home. And Titus was to teach the young men to be mature, being an example of maturity. And the servants to be humble, and Titus is supposed to teach each member and each member their role and how to do it well. I don't know if you noticed this. It's true about ants, and it's true about humans too, that men and women are different, and so that's part of the role. Gender does play a big part of the role. In the ant colony, the worker ants are all ladies, okay? All the men ants all stay home, and they die pretty fast, actually. This is kind of weird. Ask Alex, he'll help you with that. But if you're a female ant, you're a worker ant, and you have all these roles. And so gender played a big part of it, and gender plays a big part of the roles that we have in our life as humans. And can I tell you this? I'm just going to go there. Our society is not helping us out with that. Our kids have roles to play. Paul was very clear. Aged men, aged women, young men, young women. And he was very clear about the roles. And we're not going to dig into this. We're not going to, right now, because for sake of time, really explain who everyone's role is. But what I am telling you is that gender is a big part of that, about them knowing their role. But then not only that, it's their job. Whatever your role is in the church. And we talked about servants, talked about masters, and we talked about how the aunts all have their different roles. And so we need to, listen, if we're going to be a healthy church, we all individually need to find out what our role is in this life, what our role is in this church, and take that seriously. What ministry am I supposed to be a part of? Right? Who am I supposed to encourage today? And if a church is going to survive, the ant colony, listen, the queen ant isn't the one gathering all the food. The queen ant has her role. But the queen ant is not more important than the worker ant. See, if the queen ant is out trying to get the food, the queen ant might die. And if the queen ant dies, the whole colony's dead. And so the queen ant has its role. The worker ant has its role. The trash ant has its role. The gatherer ant has its role. And every ant in the colony needs to do its role, or else the colony will die. And the church is the same way. Pastor Moore is not Valley Avenue Baptist Church. Valley Avenue Baptist Church is a church, an assembly, a gathering. And each one of us are a member. We play a role. And so our job is to get alone with God and get under the leadership of Pastor Moore and find out, what is it that I'm supposed to do here in this colony, if you will, in this gathering of people, in this church? What's my role? And find that role, get excited about that role, and don't let anyone distract you. You do your job. And if we all do that, this church is going to thrive. But it's not going to help unless we learn how to pass that down to the little ants. And all the worker ants can do their thing and do it well, but if they don't protect the little ants and they let the other colonies come and steal the eggs, hello? If they steal the eggs, the colony will only last so long if there's no eggs. They need to protect the little ants. Little ants need to be able to grow in a nurtured and safe environment where they're learning how to be the next generation of this colony. And we have some youth up here that are learning, and here's what Solomon calls young people: simple. That means they're ignorant. That means they don't know. And here's what they're doing as a young person, as a youth at Valley Avenue Baptist Church youth group: they are learning how to live life. They are. Whether they want to or not, some of them don't want to learn anything, but that's true. That's a different problem. But here is the reality. They are right now learning. They're learning how to live life. And if we don't teach them, they're going to learn somewhere else. And I didn't say if Pastor or me don't teach them, they're going to learn somewhere else. I said if we don't teach them, then they're going to learn it somewhere else. Well, what do you mean? Well, Titus made a big deal about this over and over again. I don't know if you caught it in our reading, but he stressed that the elder members of the church were supposed to teach and supposed to help and supposed to be examples to the younger. This is a big part of it. Yeah. Look at, again in verse 4. That they, these being the aged women, may teach the young women. Did Paul tell Titus to teach the young women? No. Paul said for the aged women to teach the young women. Are you following? This is the church teaching each other. And then the young men, the aged men, are supposed to be examples in maturity. And then look in verse number 7. He says, in all things showing thyself a, what's that word? Pattern, an example. We need to be an example for these kids. And here's what that'll do. If we take our roles seriously and we be who God wants us to be, and again, we're not going to say who's a young man and who's an old man and who's an old woman and who's a young woman. We're not going to do that today. But you decide where you fit and what your role is in Valley Avenue Baptist Church, and you take that role seriously and you honor God in your role, and you don't wish, oh man, I wish I was that. Again, I wasn't going to go here, but our world is telling our kids that they can just wish that they can be whatever they want. And they're a young lady, and a young lady might say, man, I wish I was a young man because they get to preach and they get to song lead and they get to do all this. It's no fair. I wish I can be. No, 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 no. We can't think that way. We need to say, God, I know what you made me. I know what my role is. I'm a young lady. I'm a young man. I'm a little lady and a little man. And God, I'm going to be what you've made me for your glory. And that's not just our kids that need to think that way. We need to think that way. And we need to teach our kids to think that way. And whatever role that God has you right now, take that role and glorify God with that role. And what that will do is that will, look again at verse 10 at the end. It will adorn the doctrine of God. Listen, if we all be Christian adults that love people, and we have the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, meekness, faith, and if we're godly adults, our teenagers will see that, and it'll look good. But I think all too often what happens is our teenagers, this church, I believe, is an exception to this at this point. I'm thankful that in a lot of churches, our teenagers see adults who say that they love God and say that they want to live for God, but the teenagers are smarter than they look and act. And they see adults who say they love God, but then they live however they want. And you know what that is in their mind? Not adorning, not beautiful, here's what it looks like to them, ugly. And you know what looks good to them? TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, the bar, and on you go. And they will learn. Paul is telling them this. If you embrace your role and live for God and be an example of what it means to be a godly man and yet a godly young lady, you just watch how these teenagers will follow you and come to you. And we're gonna have to do that. We're gonna have to take them under our wing. We're gonna have to show them. You're gonna see the teenagers and they're going to annoy you, and they're gonna smell weird. And not always. None of our guys. No. They're going to be immature, and we're going to be tempted to be upset. But what we need to do is say, hey, how about we think about it this way? How about instead of tearing people down, how about we lift them up? How about we respect our ladies and treat them in a certain way, guys? Let's help our young men with that. And ladies, let's help our young men, elder ladies, let's help our younger ladies to be the godly young ladies that God has called them to be, and show them that it's not a bad thing to be a godly woman and living the way God tells a woman to live. Let's be an example with that. And you know what will happen? We protect the little ants. This colony is going to keep going. We protect the little ants. But if we fail to do that, there's a lot of other colonies coming. We're at war, my friends. We're at a thousands of year old war with a lot of other colonies, and they're coming for the eggs. And they sometimes don't say it, sometimes they do, but they're coming for the eggs. And what we need to be is examples for them, and we need to show them. And the way we show them is by embracing our role. Hey, we cannot be upset at our teenagers for being rebellious if we're rebellious. We can't. We need to show them that life is good when you fall under the authority of God and glorify Him in the role that He's placed you. And they'll see that, it'll be adorned, and they'll follow. That's what God wants. Let's protect the little lambs. Let's pray. God, thank you for your word. Thank you for our youth. Thank you, God, how you're using them. Thank you how you're training them up to be the next generation of Valley Avenue Baptist Church. And as we're just seeing in front of our eyes, them taking their role in the church and serving you, thank you so much for that. It's so humbling. We're thankful. Why don't you help us as a church to do that? Help us to not just leave that responsibility up to the pastor, the youth pastor, somebody else, but to train our young ones to love you. Be an example to them about how life can be. If they decide to follow you, that you help us that way. We need your help. We love you. Christ in my prayer. Amen.